Aaronson said that, in addition to canceling the meeting of the 25th, the Planning Commission will probably not meet on April 15th. He said this week they were hoping to discuss a number of goals for 2020, including accessory dwellings, the height and density of affordable housing, parking, and transportation. They were also going to look at revisions to the planning code to deal with wildland fire, a topic Aaronson said they've been working on for 2 years.
The City Council's going to have to make some hard decisions on it. It's going to be a forward-looking document where if you have a development activity, we're going to probably help you do wildland fire. If you already have a house, we're probably not going to make you do anything. We'll give you advice.
Aaronson said the city has held a lot of online Zoom meetings in recent weeks, but they're still struggling with a couple of issues before the Planning Commission can hold virtual meetings.
One is how we get public input, because the phone call and text messaging thing that was set up for the council sort of worked. We had four of my planning staff auditing the meetings just to make sure that we understood how public input was being taken. The second thing is members of the public don't always read the packet, and they just come to the meeting and get their impressions and listen to the planner and then give their comments. I haven't figured that one out yet either.
He added it's also difficult because seven staffers from the planning department are working at home. Only one staffer and Aaronson himself are present at the Marset building, though they can receive applications at the counter. We asked him his take on the city's economy. Aaronson said it's tough to say if the real estate market is facing a situation similar to the recession of the late 2000s.
The real estate market is highly volatile, and depending on asset values, right now the market is obviously dependent on the baby boomers and the second home retirees. The tourism market is dependent on whether there's discretionary income in the marketplace. I would expect that people are going to keep taking vacations. They just may not want to spend as much as they have in the past. And there's a bunch of projects in the pipeline that I believe have been funded. I don't know that I would want to go to the bank and ask for money right now, but, you know, this thing is going to drop off, not off a cliff, but slow down.
On some specific items, the Woodside Park Avenue Phase 2 affordable housing project is going through an appeal. It's being reviewed by the City Council and the staff.
To determine how we want to proceed forward, whether we can redesign, whether a redesign reduces the market condition of that project and whether it still makes financial sense.
And if it doesn't, then we stop?
Then we rethink. You know, the city owns the Homestake lot out in Bonanza Park, where there could be 80 to 100 units that could move forward with, you know, with some incentive. So I think we can continue to deliver housing.
As for the Bonanza Arts and Culture District, they are designing the changes to Homestake Road and Woodpine Way. Aaronson said in the next 2 months they will probably see applications from the Kimball Arts Center and the Sundance Institute. Concerning the plan to develop the parking lots at Park City Mountain Resort, Aaronson said they're still going through details to make sure they have received a complete application.
We are moving forward with city engineering on the traffic review and transportation review and how we improve transit to the resort. So the city engineer and our department are cooperating on that as well as transportation planning.
He said that this week they had a long conversation with the applicants about the details they need to address.
The details we're talking about are how high the project is, what the heights they're proposing are, and details with respect to how much responsibility the project has for the current development agreement versus how much responsibility the ski side of the house or Vail has with respect to the development agreement for transit, historic preservation, employee housing, improvements to the road, snow removal.
Park City Planning Department Director Bruce Aaronson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.